I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Pullback. There's the play action. Wants to throw back. Does. Wide open. Paulson. Touchdown.
I did my best to haul in that pass from Robert Griffin. Grant and Danny, 106.7, the fan. Kent Babb met with Kyle Shanahan out in Santa Clara at 49ers camp. Writes for the Washington Post. We'll talk to him in the 1 o'clock hour today. Shanahan talked about his time in Washington in more detail than he has at any point since he left here. Of course, he went to Cleveland for a year to get his career back on track, had success there with very little talent. Then he was hired by the Atlanta Falcons and turned Matt Ryan into one of the better quarterbacks in the league after a down couple seasons.
We forget. There was the, hey, can they ever win with Matt Ryan? Can Matt Ryan ever make the leap? Can Matt Ryan ever really do it? Is he overrated? Because he was settled into that mid-20s with 12, 13 interceptions, kind of okay range for an offense that was good on turf but then couldn't play elsewhere. Oh, then all of a sudden they exploded. He's an MVP candidate, and they put up 540 points last year. Weird how that happened.
So here was Shanahan on Griffin, on the quarterback situation, on his time with the Redskins. Quote, you tried so hard to find a way that you could help the quarterback, that you could help him make a play, that you could help him not get hit, that you could help teach him how to slide, that you could help do everything. The quarterback, he keeps saying. Which quarterback? Kent Babb asks him. Shanahan smiles. I don't know. All of them. We accomplished some great things with Robert, Shanahan would say. I don't mind saying his name. Shanahan continues. We felt like we did as good as we could to give him a chance to be successful. And the hard thing about that I don't fully blame Robert for, is that the way we felt gave him a chance to be successful, the organization didn't also feel that way. And they allowed Robert to choose what he wanted to do. Do you blame a 23-year-old for that? Or do you blame the people that allowed him?
That's the headline quote. That's
and by the way,
one.
This is essentially the cliff notes of what I've said for years about this situation. When the player who's played one season in the NFL. One. By the way, a solid season. I would even say a good season, but the last quarter of which, where he was hurt, he was a guy. I mean, he had Mark Brunell numbers in the Week 17 game against the Cowboys when they won the division because Alf went for 200 yards and 3 touchdowns. He wasn't able to produce in the playoff game against Seattle. He got hurt and wasn't able to start in a win in which they threw for more yards than they did all season when Cousins was on the field. He was off the field when they came back and tied and then ultimately beat Baltimore in overtime when Cousins was on the field. But yet, he felt so empowered, so entitled, so comfortable because Dan Snyder allowed him to and actually probably led to him feeling that way, told him to feel that way, that he went into a meeting room and told Mike and Kyle Shanahan what he was and wasn't willing to run, wrote the plays on the board, as we've found out in the past and right. been told in the past. And Kyle Shanahan saying, don't blame the 23-year-old for that. Blame the people that allowed it. Who are those people? That's Dan and that's Bruce. Guess who's still here running this show?
And just took power back, by the way.
Dan and Bruce. Guess who are more powerful now than they were a year ago? Dan and Bruce. And you wonder, by the way, why Kirk Cousins wasn't traded to San Francisco. This is not going to help Kyle get a deal done for Cousins. Talking poorly across the country about these guys still who he wants to flip a quarterback his way, but maybe he'll just wait and see if Kirk leaves via free agency.
But think about this, and he goes on and is kind of closing to this piece here. So I'm better because of what I went through in Washington. It made it to where I can handle it. Nobody's talking about here, hey, just run the ball in the Super Bowl and you guys win. Take a knee and kick a chip shot field goal and you win instead of getting all pass happy and stupid. You have thought yourself, no one's talking about that. They're talking about his time in Washington. That's what put him through the fire and the gauntlet and hardened him to get him ready to be a head coach. That time. Not this failed Super Bowl thing. He's like, yeah, I'm at peace with that. Anyway, let's talk about what happened in Washington.
Right.
Just interesting to me. That's number one. Number two, it's not quite analogous, but bear with me. When you are at a restaurant or you're out at a playground or you're doing a bunch of different things, and you see a five-year-old screaming and yelling and waving his arms and being disruptive and disrespectful and pushing kids down and being a jerk. Do you blame the 5-year-old or his mom who's on a cell phone not paying attention or talking to the other parents, sipping, you know, a Merlot or something? You know what I mean? Like, it's not exactly the same because Robert Griffin's a grown man. He's a Heisman Trophy winner. He's got some responsibility here.
Yes, but I can't get past the idea. Rookie players, one-year resume guys in a fall-in-line culture do not feel entitled enough to go up to a two-time Super Bowl head coach and say, rip this out of your playbook.
Precisely.
If they don't have an owner behind them, if they don't have someone saying to them, hey, I got your back, not the coaches. We're in this thing together. You think Robert feels that entitled without Dan making him feel that way? This was a monster that Dan and Bruce created, and they ruined a good thing. Now, Griffin's hands are not clean, by the way.
Of course.
They're not close to clean. There's dirt all over them. But there would be dirt on a lot of 23-year-old hands. You give me the Heisman Trophy. You let everyone tell me how amazing I am for a year. Then you have me get injured. You have me feel the way I did. You have my dad constantly chirping in my ear hole in my helmet about how I shouldn't run and I'm Aaron Rodgers and don't let them tell you you have to run. You're the best passer in the league and you know all the other nonsense that was being spewed and all the things in his head. Yeah, I'm going to be out of whack. I'm going to be tough to deal with. I'm going to be hard to coach.
Yeah, a quarterback with an ego, news at 11. It's happened.
That's where Dan and Bruce have to put him in his place. Kyle's 1,000% right, has been since day one. And by the way, I don't think Kyle Shanahan will be as good a head coach ultimately as Sean McVay. Just for the record, I think McVay's a better – I have relationships with both of these guys when they were here.
Mm-hmm.
McVay, better people person. McVay, guy that makes everyone in the room think that they're special and that he has a – you know, good bond with them. Kyle doesn't really have that intrinsic ability, and I think that that is important. I think Sean will have better relationships with players than Kyle is going to. Kyle is the smartest football person I've ever been around, and Sean's second, and it's a close second. But Kyle Shanahan is a savant. He's a genius. I don't know if ultimately 10 years from now he's just a brilliant offensive coordinator winning a couple titles, calling plays for someone.
There's no shame in that, by the way. There's no shame in being North Turner.
Absolutely. But he's also only 37.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he does get better with some of those off-the-field things. Maybe he does get better as a leader of people. His dad did. His dad's a football robot as well. So I'm curious about Kyle to see how this works. But I know he's smart. I know that the fans here were wrong about him. And I know that those guys had a hell of a year. And if every single year removed from 2012 doesn't make you more impressed by Mike and Kyle Shanahan doing what they did with Robert Griffin, who's out of football
now. He's out of football.
I don't know what to tell you.
So here's why. I know a lot of fans, when they hear Griffin now, roll their eyes and they get mad. This, to me, is less about Griffin. And this is why I'm so fascinated by this. And this, again, this one huge quote here. We felt we did as good as we could to give him a chance to be successful. And the hard thing about that, I don't fully blame Robert for, is the way we felt we gave him a chance to be successful, the organization didn't back. They allowed Robert to choose what he wanted to do. Do you blame a 23-year-old for that, or do you blame the people that allowed him? We've hashed this out a trillion times over, and everybody knows it. Everyone's got their sort of iron in the fire, what they think is ultimately responsible. Some people will hate Mike forever. Some people will hate Kyle forever, Dan, Bruce, Robert, whoever. I don't care. Here's what I care about. The same guys just took power back. That's why I think this is so relevant, so germane to what's happening today. They had other people in charge, whether it was Mike Shanahan. For a while, they let him be the boss of football ops. They wrestled that back. Everything turned into a disaster. They had Scott McLuhan. This is the point I keep making. They had him in charge of sort of your football ops. They couldn't handle that, wrestled it back. Now we'll see what happens. Now we'll see. They built some things, and those are good things, and I'm happy about the things that they've built. They're better on paper than they've been. All I can see is this. Their old ways are back again. And I don't know if I'm just being paranoid. All I'm doing is looking at past data points and going, I see a lot of the same size, a lot of the same things.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I'm not guaranteeing every time you don't put your campfire out correctly, there's a forest fire. But look at all these different factors. You left your embers burning. You didn't put water on the damn thing. And you left tinder at various places. And like there's oil on the ground. I see that all the ingredients for that forest fire happening again. And forgive me for being a little bit paranoid about it.
Craig Hoffman from Richmond at 11. An update on Conor McGregor getting ready for Floyd Mayweather. His sparring partner has quit. He's calling camp a circus. We'll tell you about that on Grant and Danny in the 11 o'clock hour. Next, Nats Cubs. Massive weekend series. The Nats won't be at full strength. What's the best they can pull off here? We'll get into that on 106.7 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.